AJB's podcast, 8 June 2020, The Lying Media. I have always been suspicious of the media. In a post titled Girl Man Amnesia from 2019-06-18, I pointed out the phenomenon where a person examining any article in a mainstream media source, newspapers, TV, radio, etc., which is about a subject they are an expert on, will find numerous errors, omissions, exaggerations, biases, and outright lies. I certainly find that myself. Any article in the MSCM about stuff I know a fair amount about, computers, astronomy, etc., will quickly be found to be problematic. The Gell-Mann amnesia effect states that we then go on to articles which we don't know so much about and assume they are also accurate. Why would we do that? It is safer to assume that everything in the media is similarly flawed. There are two reasons for this problem. The first is pure incompetence, because most reporters are completely clueless about the subjects they are reporting on, and modern news is done quickly rather than thoroughly. The second is pernicious bias, and this is far more problematic. I'm sure that not every single item in the MSM is wrong or significantly inaccurate, because they must get something right occasionally, even if purely by good luck rather than skill. But it is safest to assume that you are being lied to, misled, or having a distorted perspective presented to you. Whenever I see something in the media that I'm interested in, I immediately research it properly to find the truth. And the media are almost always wrong. Often this doesn't really matter, and in most individual cases of reporting, some bias or inaccuracy is not too problematic. But when it occurs over and over again on important issues, it does become a major societal problem. Democracy depends on voters making informed decisions, and that will never happen while people are ignorant. And, of course, this phenomenon is being seen in extreme form during the Black Lives Matter protests currently happening around the world. I've seen a lot of information about this in various mainstream sources on the subject. Two New Zealand national newspapers, and my local newspaper, two New Zealand TV channels, so-called respected sources in the US, such as the New York Times, Radio New Zealand, and common internet sources, such as Wired, Dig, Medium, etc. Here's the message you might get from those sources. George Floyd was a peaceful black man murdered by a white police officer. There is institutional racism in the US, especially from police. The issue also occurs to varying extents in other countries. Protests, even destructive violent ones, are a valid way to address the issue. Here's the reality. George Floyd was a violent criminal who had committed numerous crimes. We can't say there was a murder until a trial is completed. There is no evidence of any significant level of systemic racism in the US. There is even less of a case for widespread racism in most other countries. Protests just make the situation worse by unnecessarily dividing communities. I do have to make an admission here. That is that I am being deliberately provocative above, and some of the reality is really my interpretation of the facts. Depending on your perspective, you might arrive at a different answer, but my conclusions are at least as good as the mainstream media narrative, and I believe actually much better. There is one thing I need to say before I go further too. Whatever the facts, I think the treatment of Floyd was unnecessarily violent, and the cops should have released the hold when he had successfully restrained the suspect. So I do support the incident being investigated, any possible criminal charges which might result from a fair trial. But I did wonder why the cop would have acted the way he did. The media would have us believe it was because he was a racist thug. But are there other possibilities? What sort of person was Floyd? Well, I only discovered it today, but he really wasn't a good, innocent, gentle, or reasonable person at all. He was at least as much a violent thug as the cop, and probably a lot worse. But I would never have known this from the mainstream media. In fact, I double and triple checked these facts because they just didn't show up in conventional sources. When I searched George Floyd police record, most of the hits didn't even relate to that topic. I got numerous reports from the MSM describing other peripheral issues, but eventually I found some real information. First, here is a description of this aspect of his life from Wikipedia. After several arrests for theft and drug possession, Floyd was charged in 2007 with armed robbery and a home invasion, which he committed with five other men, during which he forced his way inside the residence, placed a pistol against the complainant's abdomen, and forced her into a living room of the residence. He made a plea deal in 2009 and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. He was paroled in 2013 after spending 4 years at the Dabol unit. His list of offences shows 9 items, including aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon, possession, trespass, and theft. There is also an unconfirmed story that he was on drugs, probably meth, when he was arrested and violently resisted. Floyd was quite tall, 6 feet 6 inches, and might have posed a serious threat to the police. Again, I don't want to suggest that the method of restraint used, which was permitted by the police force in that city, for that period of time leading to his death was fully justified, but I do believe that the facts I have found might have made a difference to many people's opinions on the subject. Why did we not see this highly relevant material in the mainstream media? Because it didn't fit their narrative. This was a clear lie by omission. In my previous blog post, Emotion vs. Reality, from 2020-06-04, I stated why I don't think there is a good case for systemic racism by US police, and the case for other countries like the UK is even weaker. But again, this information people might need to form a fair opinion on this is missing. It is like the media actually want to see uninformed, mindless mobs destroying society. Most media companies are controlled by white people. They seem to be interested in nothing but promoting false stories which favour black people. How is this repressing black lives? Why can't the media give us all the facts so we can decide if there are any real problems we need to deal with? Pretending all the problems in the black community are caused by racism and repression isn't doing anyone any good. By making white people feel like racists, it makes their lives a bit worse, but by refusing to acknowledge the necessary reforms in the black community, it makes their lives a whole lot worse. The problem isn't really white racists, even though they really exist. The problem isn't black criminals, even though they also exist. The problem is the lying media.